we're certainly seeing a very turbid river because, according to some of the fisheries biologists that are with us now, in the last few years, a bunch of sediment has been stirred up in Lake Mendocino, and it's simply come out of the bottom of the dam. So the river, for its first course, flows very turbid. You cannot see the bottom when years ago they typically could. The other thing, because we've continued to see these fairly old, maybe the last 40, 50 years, installations of what they call jacks, giant iron eye bars that are in the river up against riverbanks, and then behind those eye bars that have been pounded into the river, you've got old vehicles, Oldsmobiles and Buicks that have been stuffed down along the riverbanks in some portions. And historically, they were placed there to armor the bank and to ideally keep the river from moving. Of course, asking the Russian River not to move when it is a coastal Mediterranean seasonal river that likes to go back and forth across a wide channel is really putting the straitjacket on it. And then, of course, we come around a corner, and then there's nothing but a long stretch with bigleaf maple and box elder and mature oaks and walnuts draping over the river like something out of 100 years ago. What we did see today, which was truly exciting, and I pointed it out to everybody, we saw our first redwood. Looking up and seeing our first redwood tree right along the bank, and it was not a small redwood. It was not a second growth. It was a really large redwood that had clearly been there for a long time and had its roots down into the bank and was keeping that portion of the river there. I have to say, as a Sonoma County boy, it was emblematic that we indeed are entering the coastal zone, getting into where the fog flows. We still have the willows. We still have the blackberries that are non-native that are growing up some of the banks. But we're also seeing a lot of large white alder, which shade the river, keep the water temperature down. Of course, this is dam release water, so it's quite cool. And we're continuing to have, you know, this good cold water shaded by these towering alder. So in stretches, it's quite a shaded and beautiful paddle. Keep the shade on the river, you keep the river cooler. Keep the river cooler, you have more dissolved oxygen. Better for some of those native species, not only macroinvertebrates, the things that salmon eat, but the salmon themselves. This is new to me. I have never paddled in Mendocino County. And as a sixth-generation Californian and with family from Forestville and Willits way back, I am really excited here to sort of walk in the shadows of those that have been before. It's a really neat adventure. It's all the sweeter from the fact that we've got a really interesting and very diverse group of people, from water and fisheries biologists to somebody from the Sonoma County Farm Bureau, landowners, vintners, the riverkeeper himself, Don McInhill, Land Paths, of course, helping make the trek happen. It's been new water to paddle with a group this diverse and start with the blessing, as we did yesterday, from the Kashaya Pomo. It has been a real honor. It's a new river adventure to paddle with a group of people like this who want to work towards a healthier river.